Welcome back to The Blank Canvas. John Cox here with Antonius Roberts and Tyrone Ferguson and Amanda Coulson. We're talking about creative industry. Antonius was just talking about his bench program and how that has really just created such an opportunity for the young men who are working with that particular project to kind of have a sense of pride. But we also were talking about something else over the break, in that all of these art centers really have to employ people that become trained and versed in a specific kind of business kind of framework. This visual art, this visual framework really trains people very, very specifically. I mean, we joked a little bit about your assistant and how she's so on top of kind of creating a library for you and kind of understanding and learning how the kind of transactions of art actually work and everything. And that's very important. I mean, I think that these centers all do that. I mean, Amanda, you'd said before that the industry is not really just about creating opportunities for artists to make art and sell art and do that kind of thing, but it's really a whole different situation.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, you can have fabricators. I mean, a lot of artists, probably Tyrone, I would imagine you use fabricators in the creation of your work. You probably have assistants. We have, accountants, security guards, framers, all kinds of people.
Lawyers, don't forget lawyers.
Yeah, exactly. We don't forget the lawyers.
We got lawyers too. Yeah.
You create an industry around something, and that creates an enormous amount of jobs. So we're not just talking, and I think that's another thing people always say when you support the gallery, support this project, they think we're just supporting a bunch of artists in their studios.
Right.
We're supporting far more, and the bigger the industry gets and the bigger the market gets, we're going to support more people.
Sorry, Tyrone.
You know, with help, we can do even far more. You know, for instance, there are many things that I used to do. People would approach me and say, hey, do you do this? Do you do that? And I would say, I don't do it anymore because I can't find anyone to train to do it. And we're talking about unemployment.
Right, yeah.
Right.
So I used to make pineapples. I don't make the pineapples anymore. Someone who I taught to make the pineapples makes the pineapples now, and he does quite well making those metal pineapples. And there are a whole lot of items from metal that can be made, you know, to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't find the time. I don't know how you do it, Antonius.
That's why I have a mentorship program.
to do this stuff.
You didn't know you had a clone?
Right. You know, one of the things I think is interesting, like at the NAGB, I think that, you know, one of the things that we have going for us is that, you know, because the scale of our operation is such, we have a whole team of people. We just opened up an Amos Ferguson exhibition as well as a permanent exhibition last week. And, you know, we often thank the team, and people don't really know what we mean by when we say the team. Like, we have a team of curatorial assistants, people at school. Amanda and I both have kids at the same school, and the other parents and the teachers and the students go, well, what do you do? What is it? What does a curator actually do?
Well, like, I actually had someone come in and they looked around the show and they said, wow, it looks like they repainted just for this show. And you're like, yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, we hire painters, we hire carpenters, we hire all kinds of people, not only our permanent team, who are the curatorial staff, the office manager, the security, the people that help us hang the works, all kinds of people. But then also for every show, there's so many more people employed.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I think it's a wonderful thing. If you think about it, you have people, we have a curatorial team that's four fully full-time employed people who are curators at the National Art Gallery, who make all of the exhibitions come together in a way that people have no idea. And I keep going back to this. I mentioned this weeks ago on the show, but it always goes back to this art industry and this conversation that a young person would have with their child. I mean, sorry, a young aspiring artist or art student will say to their parent, I really want to study art. And the parent goes, don't do it. You can't make it. There's no future in it. And I always think, what an unfortunate thing to say to someone who wants to go up, because a lot of young people just don't know exactly where they're going to find themselves in this creative industry, but they could do it. They could be a fabricator. They could be a curator. They could be someone who's assisting an artist who is helping write about what's going on. There's so many different things that happen. And I think the onset of these creative centers really just creates the framework and the need to multiply themselves over and over and over again.
Well, you know, John, it is wonderful that you brought that up, and that's why this show is just so very important. I mean, you talk about young people and also a lot of persons who want to study art, they really don't know the different possibilities.
Absolutely.
I mean, they don't know the different disciplines. And then also you have persons who are in leadership. I mean, they just don't understand.
Right.
Okay, the significance of art. I mean, you know, I mean, if you ask them to, you know, to support, and they look at you and say, art? You kidding?
Exactly.
You know, but the reality is education is very, very important. And through the College of the Bahamas and through these centers, I mean, and I know you do it through Pop-Up, and I know you do it through New Providence Community Church and obviously National Art Gallery. You know, we have to be about more than just displaying and selling art.
Absolutely.
We have to be about educating.
Yeah, no, I mean, we have an education officer who does a great job putting together programs, sharing films, workshops, all those kinds of things also at Pop-Up too. But again, we go back to the same things. It costs money. Putting on a workshop, we need materials, we need teachers, we need to pay the people that come. And right now we do, Jordia Benjamin, who's our education officer, really does a lot by calling people up, calling in favors.
Absolutely.
So, you know, even someone could support an education program. It's in our mandate that a National Art Gallery was formed by an act of parliament, and it is in our mandate to educate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you can support purely by just becoming a member.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, just buy a membership.
You got to come back on the show, Antonius. You're driving us really well.
No, it is significant. I mean, you know, you should be, you want to be, and I will go as far as to say, I mean, the reality is being a board member should be a badge of honor. I think people should be clamoring to pay and say, listen, I'll give you $5,000 if you allow me on your board.
Right.
Because it is so prestigious.
No,
as opposed to the other way around.
I mean,
let's get real. Okay, let's get real. I mean, that is the kind of thinking. All right.
Yeah, you're right.
And these are the type of conversations that we must have if we're going to move culture to another level.
Yeah.
Well, let's let's talk about the lottery. All right. Let's talk about the numbers. Let's talk about legal.
Right.
You know.
Well, I mean, as you probably know, in the UK, the National Lottery goes exclusively to supporting culture.
So absolutely.
And the National Lottery has supported Biennale pavilions, artists, operas going traveling around, all kinds of theater performances. Has employed loads of people. The National Lottery has saved the whole young British invasion of all those artists in the 80s was. So much supported by the National Lottery.
Well, when we see the number houses, I mean, they have flags, they have sails on regattas. I mean, I just watch this on television. You know, these number houses are supporting cultural activities and events. I mean, why don't we have Everybody Wins big banner on the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas?
And this is what I'm
you
talking
know?
About.
I mean, why not? I'll put it on Hillside House.
Right,
I mean, come on, Flowers, if you want to, you know, be
and
engaged.
And that's what we're talking about as far as creative kind of collaboration.
Absolutely.
We kind of say it with kind of as a joke about numbers, but I think it's a real conversation to have. And also other companies as well. I mean, one of the things we just did, and I need to do this because we're running out of time now, we just opened up the Bohemian Outsider exhibition last week, the Amos Ferguson show, which everyone at the NAGB, I'm very happy for my team or our team, Amanda's and our and my team, I think did a great job in opening and bringing a new kind of perspective to Amos Ferguson. Also, we opened the permanent exhibition on the ground floor, which is a big deal for us because that's something that really opens up a window to the community that kind of will help, I think, educate and expose the rich texture of Bahamian art history and current practice to the public at large, whether it's people coming off the cruise ships, school kids or whatever. And we consciously made that decision to have that exhibition running ongoing. And we're doing this alongside in parallel with what's going on with Antonius, what's going on with NPCC, what's going on with Dungalik, what's going on with any of the other spaces. So we're really trying to push this kind of creative community to the next level and reach out. And, you know, because we are the NAGB, I think we have this responsibility to do it because we do kind of sit, you know, at the top of the mountain, so to speak.
Yep.
And we kind of need to do that. So we're very excited to be a part of that, and I'm just really excited about what else there is to come with the new spaces. You know, I mean, Antonius is, like I said, has been a mentor to me for years and years, and I'm very proud of what he has done not just with Hillside, because I think there'll be more than Hillside in the future, and there's stuff before Hillside as well.
Absolutely.
You know, Schooner Bay, there's all kinds of other things going on, and you know, we've always been able to collaborate successfully. So I'm very happy with what is happening now, but never happy enough to just be, you know, to like sit down. So Tyrone Ferguson, thank you for coming here and being here with us and sharing your ideas today. Antonius as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Amanda, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
This is The Blank Canvas. You're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9, and we're streaming on Guardian Radio Talk. Sorry, GuardianTalkRadio.com.